In Baltimore, the city is embroiled in a debate over its squeegee kids, young people who jump into street intersections, squeegees in hand, to clean car windows for cash. Drivers have been complaining about their run-ins with them, and a video of Mayor Catherine Pugh scolding one squeegeer has made local headlines.
Why are you not in school? Get off the corner, go to school.
NPR's Rebecca Ellis reports.
Tony Jackson and Jalen Brown head to school each morning with a footlong squeegee stuffed in their backpack. They always carry the Mallory. It's their favorite brand, featuring a sturdy handle and a thick, spongy top. It brings them big tips.
We catch hundos, 20s, 50s sometimes, $5, and dollars.
The cousins pool the cash they make washing windshields with paychecks from McDonald's and Burger King. At 16 and 17 years old, they say they're saving up to move out of their parents' home downtown. 9-year-old Tavon Parker has more modest goals. Over on Pratt and President, he's wrangling up enough to
buy clothes and get something to eat and buy toys.
His mom, Tracy Scott, usually sits on the curb and watches over Tavon and his older brother. It's risky work. A 10-year-old was hit by a car at the same intersection this October. Still, Scott says, there are worse ways for her sons to spend their evenings.
It keeps them out of trouble a lot, out of trouble.
Jalen, Tavon, Tony, they're all lured to squeegeeing by the same thing.
Easy, quick, legal money.
The law says otherwise, but the city's statute against aggressive panhandling has long been loosely enforced on the kids. The mayor's office estimates about 100 squeegeers work the city's streets. This year, though, the kids say the cops are cracking down. 15 minutes after Tony and Jalen arrive on President Street, Officer Brian Loyero pulls up.
You guys got ID or anything out here? All right. It's illegal to panhandle in the middle of the street.
This is familiar territory. The week before, Tony says, Loyero handed him a written warning.
Running from police, running from police, running from police. I'm tired of running from police.
Illegal or not, Tony says he needs the cash.
We didn't. I asked a couple officers, would y'all rather sell drugs or squeegee? They don't never answer our question.
Officer Loyero says squeegeeing is dangerous as it distracts drivers. Retired attorney David Plymire lives just outside the city. He encounters squeegeers each time he drives into downtown, an experience he classifies as mildly annoying.
You're essentially trapped inside that vehicle, you know, waiting for whatever is to occur next. It's really a sort of a low-intensity extortion operation.
Plymire used to be a social worker in Baltimore. He knows most squeegeers live in poverty and said he could get behind the mayor's plan for a job training program to entice kids off the corners. Yet he believes the city has been too lenient. He praised the decision by a local nonprofit to hire monitors to oversee the kids downtown.
It's disgustingly short-sighted.
State Delegate Nick Mosby is disturbed by the recent amp up in enforcement, which he sees stemming less from driver safety concerns than racial fears.
Just don't like the idea of strange, overwhelmingly, predominantly African-American young men coming up to their cars, asking can they provide a service at a red light.
He fears boys like Tony and Jalen will be punished with a criminal record, while their white counterparts are spared.
Little Billy, who opens up a lemonade stand, doesn't necessarily get harassed by the police in Baltimore County.
Back on President Street, Officer Loyero lets Tony and Jalen go with a verbal warning. Cautions them again.
All right, I hope I don't see you guys out here.
He gets back in the car. Once he leaves, I ask if they're done for the day.
For right now.
For right now.
They've got some homework to do. Then they say they'll be back. Rebecca Ellis, NPR News, Baltimore.